She has arrived. The Queen of the World is here, hey. Everybody. It's Beverly Macca.
Morning. How are you?
I'm great.
You can obviously tell that Bev is made up by who is waiting on the line because she's put extra makeup on today.
Mr. Eamon.
No!
Eamon Holmes, everybody! Yeah.
Stop. Beverly, there are very few people I would do this for to get up at this time of the morning, but you are one of them.
Oh, God love you. You're a darling. And I tell you what, talking about being up early, did you make a lot of noise this morning when you got up?
No.
Right. Well, that means you haven't had a row then with her, because she told us the other week that when you get up and you've had a row, that you kick off and make loads of noise. Is that right?
Well, I wouldn't say kick off, but I can close a wardrobe door with some force. Yes. You can turn lights on and you can run taps and I can sing in the shower. There's lots of things, lots of tactics I can use there. But it's not as if she doesn't deserve it.
No way.
I mean, I often think, you know, people call my wife Ruth Langsford. I think she actually should be her first name should be Lovely, because everybody says she's a lovely Ruth. The lovely Ruth. And then I say, but you don't live with her.
That's
they don't
true.
See the other side.
That's true.
We heard about her snoring. Tell us more about her snoring. Spill the beans.
On what?
Well, on her snoring.
She said that you'd actually told the whole of the world that she was snoring the night before. Is that true?
She only does that when she has copious amounts of alcohol.
Don't we all?
So do I, actually.
Yeah, she has... Ruth's body is a temple until she drinks, then she has the kebab on the way home. The whole day and it's Nooresville, Arizona, all night in the bedroom.
Does she put a kebab down when you're having intimacies?
Oh, you don't care, Beverly, this morning, do you?
No, I tell you what, I'm going to make the most of this one, I tell you. You have been up early, haven't you? Because obviously you've done your Sky bit already and that, and then you're off to this morning, aren't you?
Yeah. That's our run during the summer, double shifting.
Hey, do you like it, Eamon? Do you love all this busyness and stuff? And
I do. I think once you're up and running and your engine's going, then, you know, it's okay. You can go on to the next project and, you just take it in your stride. But, you know, there's not a morning. People say, how do you get up so early in the morning? I'm sure you guys are absolutely the same. And you think it beats working for a living. You know, we do. I remember one of my kids when they were at primary school and the teacher, they had to do an essay. What does your dad do? What is your dad's job? And all my son Niall could write was, he talks to people. And that's what I do. That's what I do. I talk to people, and what a tremendous privilege that is.
John and I have a test in the morning, because we're up kind of about 4 o'clock, separately, of course.
Yeah.
We have a test. We can't talk to anyone until we've had maybe 3 cups of tea.
At least 3.
Are you like that?
No. I am always a joy. The thing about me, to meet me and a smiling face, a smile for everyone, a handshake for everyone.
That's not what Ruth was telling us last week. Don't pull that one with us, Eamon Holmes.
Still working in the pawn shop.
Hey, I'm still there. I've still got Fat Sue as my supervisor, the one that's, you know, bought herself a smart car to slim into. She's still not done it, you know, Eamon.
Listen, Eamon, I've got a confession to make.
Yeah.
A few years ago, you know, when your book came out, your autobiography, I bought it as a present for someone for Christmas.
And pound-wise?
No, gosh, no. No, this was, you know, when it was brand new out.
Pound-wise, yeah.
I bought it for a lady I was romancing at the time. As I say, I read it before I wrapped it up and gave it to her. But I was in the doghouse big time before Christmas. So what I did was, I wrote in it, to Rachel, Merry Christmas and all the best for whatever year it was. Lots of love, Eamon Holmes. I blagged her that you'd signed it for her. Do you know how many brownie points I got out of that?
Hope you got more than brownie points.
I'll tell you off air.
Yeah.
Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a break for some music.
Yeah.
But listen, we're going to be back with Eamon Holmes.
Yes!
Ben Shorley.
Yes!